All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. Coach, good to see you. Haven't seen you in about a week. It feels like we see you every day. But how was the bye? How was the bye for you personally and your football team?
Good, good. It's always good to get a little break and come back here with a big division game against the Jets today. So we're very attentive and alert and had a good week. And, Jets are playing well, so looking forward to today's game.
The structure of the AFC and especially your division now and where everybody sits, great opportunity here for you today. It's not a silly question, but what's the goals for your team, you guys personally, this second half?
To play better, to improve from where we were in the first half of the season, not turn the ball over as much, be more consistent on defense in the kicking game, and score more points, take advantage of our trips down to the red area and come out with more touchdowns. So if we do those things well, then that'll help us be competitive, pretty much every week.
How important is first down for you guys here? You see a couple negative plays here and there, but getting Damian Harris back to help Ramondre, David Andrews back. I know Ferentz did a good job, but how good is it to have some of those guys back to help that?
Yeah, it's good to have as many healthy players as we can this time of year. You know that, but really just come down to, especially today offensively, handling the Jets front, which is very good. And staying out of long yardage, whether that's first down, second down, a combination of both of them. We just had too many third and 10 pluses in the first game against them, even though we were able to convert, three of them. It just still was too hard to play that way. So hopefully we can be, more consistent and, eliminate the penalties that create some long yardage. But we'll see how it goes today.
We had Nick Folk postgame a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how he talks to you, and we have deep talks about the wind, the surface area, the water, and the ball. This could be one of those games, right, with the wind blowing, the temperature drop, how it dropped precipitously for at least the last 5 days. But a big day for him, right?
Yeah, I think the kicking conditions out there today will be challenging. Looks like we're going to have a crosswind, which is what we've pretty much had most of the games here in the last couple of years, from our bench to their bench. And it's a break in the green for those field goal kickers. It's not about distance, really. It's about just getting the ball through the uprights. And so I'm sure that'll affect the kicking game, and it may affect the passing game a little bit too. We'll see how much it does or doesn't kick up out there today. But right, temperature's dropping. It's end November. It's about what we expect here.
All right, a tough break for Christian Barmore. Gets put on IR. Was he close to coming back, or just something that didn't work out, and just that's the best thing to do?
Yeah, he's been dealing with it. The knee here for a couple of weeks, and we've got three games here in 11 days, so I thought it was probably best just to shut him down and see if we can get him back when he's eligible to return.
All right, saw the Jets a couple of weeks ago. Not much more on film, but you see the new back. It is Robinson, and they do still have Carter, but it feels like they used Robinson's screen game a little bit more in that Bills game. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think the big thing in the Bills game was that they didn't turn the ball over. They ran the ball, especially that last drive where they really drove it all the way down the field, and from about their own 5 to Buffalo's 8-yard line or so, they went about 90 yards on that drive and kicked the game-winning field goal. So they were able to get a lot of good runs in that drive, and I think that ultimately that's probably a good balance for them, is to be able, like you said, give it to Carter, give it to Robinson, mix in some passes and try not to get long yards and turn the ball over. Same thing we're trying to do.
Yeah, and you avoid Corey Davis again in this game, but Garrett Wilson playing against him for the first time. Pretty explosive player, right?
Yes, very explosive, fast, quick, and had a lot of savvy, good route instincts and technique. That he was a tough guy to cover.
Good to get Duggar back too, especially with the help against the tight ends, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Jet tight ends had a big, big day against us down there a couple weeks ago. 6 for 107 and 2 touchdowns. So, we'll have to pay some attention to those guys. They did a good job.
No chance during the bye that Quinnen Williams and Mosley could have went to Buffalo and got stuck in that snowstorm out there and missed this game, right? You've seen this at Cleveland. You've seen it in Buffalo before. You played in bad Buffalo, but to have seven feet of snow. Have you ever heard of anything like that? And then to move a game.
Yeah, it sounds like Antarctica or somewhere like that. But, you're right. We've had some snow in Buffalo a couple times since I've been here. But, weather at this time of year in New England is nothing. It's nothing that's unexpected. You got to be ready for everything. So hopefully we are.
All right, Coach. Good luck today against the Jets. Go get them.
All right. Thanks, so.
All right. So back up to Beetle at Splitsville.